Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod. In this episode, we're joined by Aiden Valdez, 157-pound wrestler for Adams State Division II, recently Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Wrestler of the Week. You've done that a few times, Aiden, in your career at Adams State, Wrestler of the Week. That's like you waking up, I'm the Wrestler of the Week kind of thing.
Yep. Second this year.
Yeah, he has a lot of accolades. Aiden Valdez, we're going to talk to him. Really excited to have him in our studio here on the south side of Alamosa. Pretty good senior year for you so far. How would you kind of sum it up for us so far? I mean, we're early in the season for you, because you don't peak the wrestling season until mid-March or March or so. So we're early. Mm-hmm. How would you sum things up right now for you?
Still going up the mountain. Everything's going pretty great right now. Coming off of a good win last week from Mesa, a ranked guy, and it's going really great. I mean, can't ask for anything better. Everything in the room's going great, training, and
so you feel like you are, for this time in the year, you're on pace to what the ultimate goal is, which for you, I'm going to assume, is winning the national championship, Division II. NC2A Division II, 157-pound national championship. That has to be your goal, right?
Yes, for sure.
Because you were third last year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the field look like when you think of that? I don't know who's back.
The number one guy from UCO, he's back. And then the number two guy right now, he's... from Lander, I want to say, and haven't got a chance to wrestle with them, either of them this year, but looking forward to it.
So you have a difficult division in front of you, difficult path as you think of that ultimate goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you give us some insights into your training as you move forward here in February? We're at the end of January, 1st of February, a lot of dual meets coming up, but the big tournaments are coming up. Give us some just sense of your training and what you'd put in before you get onto the mat. I'm really curious about that part for a Division II wrestler.
Well, we lift three times a week. We have a really good weight coach, strength and conditioning coach at Adams State. He really puts in a lot of time into us. And we do morning runs. We have drill times that we go to. Essentially, we just go in and kind of critique our wrestling, figure out what's working and try to perfect it. And then practice, of course. And that's something where you try to push yourself there. You know, of course you're going to learn new moves and stuff like that, but that's something where you kind of want to test the waters and figure out what's working for you.
What's been your growth from your time? You came out of Pueblo East High School. You're a graduate of Pueblo East High School, state wrestling runner-up your senior year. We're going to talk a little bit about that one too, though. But what's been your growth on the mat since you've been at Adams from Pueblo East High School? And then, because you're a wrestling kid.
Yeah.
You grew up wrestling from little all the way. That's your life, right? Mm-hmm. What's been the growth here in college for you?
I would have to say probably on my feet is one of my weak points coming into college, trying to get better with takedowns and defense and, you know, just ultimately outscoring my opponent. And that's something that Ramstetter has, you know, helped me with a lot.
You had really good coaches, though, in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat McLaughlin at Pueblo East, mm-hmm. the head coach there, right? I mean, I used to work at the Pueblo Chieftain many decades ago, and I remember him as a wrestler. And Pueblo East, as you know, always has really good wrestling. Mm-hmm. And Adams State's benefited. Adams State's had other Pueblo East alumni that have succeeded here at the university here. So, you know, there's a nice connection there between Adams and Pueblo East. And with Coach Ramstetter, that program, Adams State, and with you, I mean, landing you to come here was a big thing, I think, for Coach Ramstetter, because of your reputation coming out of Pueblo East as a wrestler. And now here you are helping Adams State reestablish itself at a national level as a national contender, right? How has that been for you, that path, that journey?
You know, coming out of high school, there I've known Ram for a little bit from national duels and, you know, stuff on the freestyle and Greco circuit. And, you know, he was just a great guy, and he was someone I wanted to, you know, be under and learn from, not only just as a coach, but just as a person. You know, he's a great guy. So I've always known that I kind of wanted to come to Adams and, you know, take it to the next level. And I knew he was able to help me do that.
Yeah. No, it's really, I think that program under Ramstetter has really come along, and really happy as someone who has watched Adam State wrestling for a long time, really happy to see that the caliber of wrestler, because they landed you and others. I mean, Adam State, it's not just you. You have a really good wrestling program, really good wrestling team. But I have a particular interest because I've been following your career through Pueblo East High School. And then to have you here at Adam State, I think it's been really good for the university. When you think of last year in that national tournament, you were third, lost in the semis. How do you take that from a lesson and apply it to this year?
You know, one of the things that I've learned was, like I said, you know, got to get better on your feet. You know, in the semis, it came down to one takedown. And that's something where, you know, I tried to focus on and just keeping the wrestling moving. You know, I'm one of those wrestlers that, you know, as long as there's action going, you know, I have a better chance to outscore and beat my opponent. So that's something I, you know, want to take account and don't let up, you know, even if I'm winning. And, you know, I want to stay on the attack. I want to keep scoring points, looking for my next point. And that's something that, you know, I learned from, and ultimately I'm going to succeed at, like, this year. It's, I'm going to keep the pressure on, keep the gas pedal down and not let up and keep outscoring.
We're going to talk about it because you've learned a couple of lessons there too, I think, in your career about keeping the pressure on, right? Mm-hmm. I want to go really on that. I want to go back to that high school championship match, your senior year of high school, Pueblo East. You're leading throughout 1-0, right? You were going to win the state title. And it was going to be this remarkable story because you had suffered an injury to your person. Mm-hmm. July 4th, 2017, right? Firework. We'll talk a little bit about that. Yeah. But when you were talking, I'm like, what lesson did you learn when you lost that state title match? You're winning 1-0. The clock's ticking down. 5, 4, 3, 2. Aiden's going to be the national champion, the state champion, I'm sorry, state champion, and he gets a reverse on you, the kid from Air Academy, and you lose 2-1. That lesson, how do you take that?
You know, there's a lot of different things I could have done differently in that match, and, you know, looking back onto it, I try not to dwell on the past, you know, kind of have the mind of a goldfish and kind of forget and learn from it. I knew that, you know, wrestling wasn't over. I still have a lot more to go, you know, with college and whatnot. I have bigger dreams than that. So you kind of have to push that to a side and keep it in the back of your mind during training, and that feeling of what it feels like to lose, and have that to push you in training forward. So, you know, just hold the feeling of what it feels like to lose and use that in your training to get better. And, you know, when you walk into the room and there's days where you don't want to be there, just kind of remembering back to, you know, there's a purpose behind this, you know, I've got to push through it.
Yeah. You have to have, and must have, a lot of strong faith because of how you've endured in your own personal life. I'm going to just tell that quick story about July 4th, 2017, if you don't mind, right? You're holding a firework in your hand, mm-hmm. and it blows up on you, and you lose all the fingers on your left hand, and you lose your eyesight, and you recovered from that. Amazing. And you were a wrestler at the time. This whole community surrounded you, right, with love, support. You came through that. you made it back on the mat. You made it to that state final. Now here you are at Adams State 5 years into your career. And look at you getting ready to compete again for Division II National Championship. How does that journey strike you as you hear that, as you hear me talking about the best? That's a remarkable life story of yours.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I first blew off my hand, it was all the community came together. It was magnificent. Like the support system I had behind me, I knew I was able to continue wrestling and keep going. And that's something that, you know, I could never forget, because at the time, you know, I was in the lowest of low, and people helped me, you know, pull me out of the hole and wanted me to succeed. And that's something that, you know, I'll never forget. It's crazy how, you know, one moment, you know, you're having fun, you know, you're just going through life, and the next, you know, you're in the hospital. And looking back on it, it's something that, you know, it's,
which again, you endured, you survived, mm-hmm. and it's behind you, and you learned the lesson. Then you've been helping young people and others in your community and around Colorado learn that lesson of the danger of firework, because we all have been there. We've all held a sparkler or a Roman candle or something, a firecracker in our hand. I've done it hundreds of times. Light it, throw it, whatever, it goes off. This was an unfortunate situation for you, right? But man, you learned and you survived, and then look at you. How do your parents take all this and the strength you've gotten from them and your family? Because you come from a very tight-knit, strong family.
You know, they think back onto it, and it's kind of crazy to think that, you know, it rattled them more than it rattled me from their perspective. And that's something that, you know, I didn't believe at first, but them seeing me strong and, you know, pushing through it also helped them, you know, stay strong and help me push through it. And without them, I couldn't have been as strong as I am and where I am today. And you know, it's just a big thanks to them for, you know, helping, sticking by my side and help pushing me to, you know, be better and do better and learn from those lessons. That, because, you know, my dad by my side, you know, he's with me at every tournament growing up. You know, he was my high school wrestling coach, and just having him by my side to help on my low days and really get through it is something that is great.
Well, we hear about people with grit. We talk about grit. You got to have grit. We talk about perseverance. You're a living example of all that and more, Aiden Valdez. The Valley Pod will be right back. We'll talk a little bit more here.
The Southern Rocky Mountain Ag Conference is February 3rd through the 5th in Monta Vista at the spacious, comfortable, and professional Sky High Conference and Event Center. The theme, Managing the Chaos, Harnessing Complexity, Planting Hope, hits at the heart of what ag producers are facing these days in the San Luis Valley. The educational programs will feature a record 50 sessions, including talks, panels, and demonstrations. Register by contacting the SLV Area Extension Office at 719-852-7381. That's 719-852-7381 to register. The Southern Rocky Mountain Ag Conference. Managing the chaos, harnessing complexity, planting hope.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Aiden Valdez. He wrestles at 157 pounds for Adams State. Coming into the crunchy part of the season, the crunch time, right? The time when it really is going to matter on the mat. Give us some sense of Division II NC2A Division II wrestling from a competitive perspective. Because you, again, I mean, you're a person who's traveled the country, probably the world, I don't know, but for certainly the country, wrestling in all these major tournaments from a kid all the way through high school into college. So you understand competitive wrestling. How competitive is Division II wrestling NC2A?
It's really competitive. I mean, there's guys that could take on, you know, go to the D1 level and succeed there. Wrestling is unique in the way where It really doesn't matter the division. As long as you're a dog, you could compete at the highest level. I mean, there's Division III guys that, you know, go up to the world level and the D1 level and succeed and do really good there. So it's not like other sports where, you know, you're stuck in the division and there's a certain reputation with your division. It's Division II, there's dogs there. There's, you know, the caliber of wrestlers there. It doesn't take away from the fact that we're Division II. Yeah. We still could compete at the highest level.
Yeah, I agree with that. The other truism about that, though, Aiden, is in wrestling, in a lot of collegiate sports, Division III, Division II, Division I, but in wrestling in particular, the cream rises to the top. You know that because you've seen that, because that sport is vicious, man, on the mat. I mean, there's a lot of hungry wrestlers, right? A lot of them like you. But at the end of the day, only one gets their hand raised. So the cream rises to the top. You've been there for a while now, reputation-wise across the state, collegiately now across the country as a wrestler. Cream rises to the top. What's it going to take from you as you move into these final weeks of this season, of your senior year?
You know, just keep grinding, sticking with my training, you know, having faith and everything's working and following the plan that Ram has us on, trusting in that plan and just put all my chips into the middle of the table. I just got to trust that everything's working, have faith in my skill, and just keep grinding, keep my head down, keep grinding. There's still a little bit of season left, and I just got to keep going.
Yeah, you're getting close to that culmination, which is a really, I'm going to be looking forward to watching you on the mat over these next period of weeks. Before we let you go, give us a little bit of sense of your academic journey at Adams State, because you're going to get your degree and you have plans beyond being a wrestler, and you're going to probably keep wrestling beyond high school is my guess. But give us a sense of your academic journey here at Adams State and what you will eventually leave with here in Alamosa.
So my plan is to graduate with a management degree in business. And right now I'm getting a minor in kinesiology as well. And my plan after college is to, I'm going to stick around here at Adams and hopefully grad assistant and, you know, help the younger guys try to, you know, achieve their dreams and what they want. And,
I'm glad to hear that you're going to hopefully still be helping as a graduate assistant, because, you know, we talked about this before we came on. A great nephew of mine is coming to Adams State, Mike Lopez, from Ponderosa High School. You know, Mike, you know, another one of my nephews, Devin Lopez, who wrestling for Pueblo East won a couple of state titles. So, you know, that family, and I'm glad to hear that you're going to be there to keep mentoring those kids coming out of high school, and really glad to see what's happening with that Adams State program. Before we let you go, again, because of the journey you've taken in life, everything you've been through, how do you see things now? What's your philosophy, if you will? What's your outlook that you talk to people about, given all the things you've overcome in your own personal life?
You know, I like to take a step back and take it day by day, you know, experience everything as slow as I can, take it step by step. You know, I don't really like to rush through things. Some people, you know, on Mondays like to look forward to a Friday. You know, I like to take, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, day by day, and really just enjoy the moment and be present and be where my feet are, because one thing I've learned with having a firework accident is you never know, you know, what tomorrow's going to hold. You know, things could happen super fast, and you don't want to take things for granted. You want to enjoy the little things. And
that is a great outlook. Really appreciate your insights and your advice there, and really appreciate you coming by and stopping by the studio here and spending some time with us. It's great to meet you. Aiden Valdez. Hey, you've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with Aiden Valdez. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the valley.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.